From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Split show for you later on tonight, Coral Castle Explained with Michael Kohler. By the way, welcoming new affiliates, WKVL AM 850, WLOD AM 1140, both from Knoxville, Tennessee. Thank you. Welcome to the family. U.S. intelligence agencies operating a broad data mining program that extracted email, photos, and other private communications from some of the biggest internet companies. The agencies got access to the central servers of nine major firms, including Microsoft, Apple, Google, Yahoo, Facebook. The program has been running since 2007. It is now the leading source of raw material for the National Security Agency. And, of course, the NSA is apparently collecting the telephone records of tens of millions of Americans. The practice has been used to stop what they say, a significant terrorist attack on the U.S., but they won't tell us what that was. Roger Tulsis, Los Angeles area private investigator, specializing in bug sweeps. Roger, I got to tell you, this is appalling.
Well, I tell you, George, things are getting worse. The camel's nose is way under the tent now. We're going to be sleeping with a camel pretty soon. And, of course, right now, this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court that granted the NSA and the FBI on April 25 the ability to collect all the dialed information, including if you're dialing from a cell phone, the site location where you actually made the call. So all the incoming calls and all the outgoing dial numbers that you participate now are being recorded, plus your location data. And of course, you know, back last summer when I did the show with John Wells about the NSA opening this new facility in Utah with 1 million square feet of supercomputers, I'm going to once again make the prediction that the next step is going to be, they're saying right now that they're not taking the content of the phone calls. But the next step, I'm sure, is going to be them saying, well, we're going to take the content, we're going to put it in, but we're not going to use it unless we get a court order for that there's probable cause. So, but you can trust us to have all this information.
You know, Roger, all under the guise of fighting terrorism, they're doing all this. I mean, we have really lost a lot of rights, haven't we?
Well, this is completely against the Fourth Amendment. And, of course, the government that we have right now, because of the Patriot Act, they think they can completely sidestep the Constitution. But the Constitution is the supreme law of the land.
All right, Roger's website, bugsweeps.com. Roger, thank you. What a frightening thing in New York today. A Queens, New York man slashed his wrists in front of the crowd outside the Today Show studio in Rockefeller Center, saying that the Internal Revenue Service was simply out to get him. The man is 76 years old. His name is Pak Chung Mar. He sliced himself with a knife, shouting, "The IRS is watching me." As the show was about to begin, it's 8 o'clock hour outside. They went inside. Security guards and police tackled him, and he was taken to the Bellevue Hospital Center. Jeez. Federal health officials are recommending changes to safety restrictions on the former diabetes pill, Avandia, in light of new analysis now suggesting that the drug may not increase the risk of heart attack as previously believed. So they're changing. A majority of the FDA advisors voted to modify or remove measures that currently limit patient access to the GlaxoSmithKline's Avandia. Among the other requirements, patients currently must sign a waiver that they understand the drug's risks before getting a prescription. So somehow this is turned around again. Monsanto, the world's largest seed company, said experimental wheat engineered to survive the Roundup wheat killer may have gotten into an Oregon field through an accidental or purposeful act. Monsanto and the U.S. Department of Agriculture are investigating how genetically modified wheat that hasn't been approved for commercial planting yet was found growing on an Oregon farm 8 years after nationwide field tests ended. Say goodbye to ultra-low mortgage rates for a while. In the past month, rates have been on the rise, and they're expected to continue to climb. What's going on there? The Senate has thwarted two rival bills aimed at stopping interest rates on millions of federal student loans doubling in less than a month. The defeat of the Democrat and Republican bills will likely lead to some kind of showdown ahead of the July 1st deadline where the rates go up. Both sides agree student loan rates should not go up. They remain gridlocked on a way to avert that. Meanwhile, let's check in with Alan Kolinge. Alan, of course, is the founder of StudentLoanJustice.org, organization started just to expose the injustices of the student loan program. Alan, are they going to come to any agreement?
You know, George, I have to sort of preempt you right there and tell you that this is a big dog and pony show. These undergraduate loans that they're talking about only reflect a tiny portion of the all the student loans that are given out. It only affects undergraduate unsubsidized loans. So that's a very small fraction. And even if the bill were to not pass and interest rates were to go up, the bottom line would only account for about $9 per month for the affected students. So this is not a big deal. This is really sort of a ruse to distract from the fact that as a country, we now owe $1.2 trillion in student loan debt, and the average student borrower is leaving school now with about $30,000 hung over his shoulders.
Jeez.
And, you know, the fact that the most common standard consumer protections, like bankruptcy protections, like statute of limitations, and others have been removed from this net, from this debt, is nowhere on the Congress's radar. And, you know, they really should be dealing with the big problems, but instead it looks like they're sort of rearranging deck chairs, and they can't even get that right.
No, they can't. Alan, I want to thank you for your work, too, by the way. Alan's book, The Student Loan Scam, and if you've gone to college and you've got debt, you know what he's talking about. Tropical Storm Andrea, the first storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, drenching Florida as it made landfall and expected to bring high winds, heavy rain, rough seas to much of the U.S. East Coast in the coming days there. Commemorations of the 69th anniversary of D-Day started in France with a flag raising of the American cemetery overlooking Omaha Beach. Tourists, many from the U.S. and Britain, gathered in the still morning under a brilliant spring sky to witness the flag raising amid the neat rows of thousands of white marble crosses and stars of David, marking the graves of U.S. servicemen and women killed during the Allied invasion of Normandy that began June 6, 1944. Historian Douglas Dietrich with us. Douglas, this Normandy Beach hit, did that change the course of the war for us?
Well, it certainly was the reason why the Third Reich ultimately went into exile in places such as Argentina as an exile government, and they still claim legal hold over Germany to this day, just as my native Taiwan claims legal hold over mainland China. But of course, it was decisive in getting the Allied forces on the continent. What a lot of people don't realize is that no one wanted the invasion because of the cost of an earlier attempt known as the disaster at Dieppe, D-I-E-P-P-E. And that was when about 1,200 men were killed, mostly Canadians, some British, and about 2,200 were taken prisoner, including several hundred Americans. And many landing craft and planes and tanks were lost. So they decided that they were going to make the Germans sue for peace by dropping a super weapon, the chemical version of an atomic bomb, which hadn't been developed yet, on Dusseldorf and Cologne. That was supposed to be the Third Reich's Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So they brought liquid mustard gas, various other agents, into the port of Bari in Italy. And the German intelligence found out on December 2nd of 1943, they launched a Luftwaffe raid, which caused more damage than Pearl Harbor. It wasn't just American ships that were sunk, but also British, Norwegian, captured Italian, Polish, German that were captured, Danish, and Yugoslavian. And so this released about several hundred tons of nerve gas from the SS John Harvey, an American ship, and a British ship, which has been covered up. And I never really found out the name of it at the Department of Defense, but it killed thousands of people in the city of Bari and forced the Allies to turn towards the D-Day invasion once again. But it's important to remember the big casualties happened with a Cobra breakout from Normandy. They were able to establish a beachhead, but it took the breakout to really see how well Rommel's defenses were set up. And it was Rommel who set up the defenses. He was going to turn the beaches into glass using atomic weaponry. He approached Adolf Hitler, and Adolf Hitler said no. The one test that they had done of it had proven that it had done cellular damage. He felt it would do irreparable genetic damage to future generations of Aryan man. He wouldn't allow Rommel to use atomic weapons, and Rommel killed himself. And after that, the Americans were able to hit Normandy. They ran into Rommel's defenses, and basically they used 10 times the howitzer rounds that were used in Normandy's beach landing. The British lost 32% of their entire armored force in Europe. Psychiatric casualties rose 400%. And in just one of the many offensives, the Americans lost over 40,000 casualties. This was how great Rommel's defenses were even when he was dead.
We dodged a bullet. We sure did. Douglas, thank you so much. Douglas Dietrich, historian. He always joins us on Pearl Harbor to talk about that situation as well. Now, you know, we've been talking about the story of the 84-year-old woman from Florida who won the jackpot, the $590 million jackpot in Florida. She took less because she took a lump sum. Well, you know, she got there because there was a person in front of her, and that person said, hey, come on, you take my place. Go ahead. You go in line. And she won. Now, granted, you know, this was random and it's done on a time limit. So any split second could have changed the outcome of that Powerball ticket. But they finally found the woman who got out of the line, 34-year-old mother, Mindy Crandell, and she's okay with all of this, except the 84-year-old woman, the one who won the lottery, simply sent a thank you statement to her. Come on, send her $1 million, something like that. It would be worth it. Numbers. What do you say about that? Well, we'll check in with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. Lots to talk with her about in 2 hours here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Our guest for the next couple hours, Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. She's been studying numerology for a long time now. And here she is back on Coast to Coast, noted author. Glynis has your number. Loved by the numbers. Hey, Glynis, how are you?
Hi, George. I think I'm doing a little better than the administration.
I know. We're going to get into that. But I've got to get your reaction to this Powerball situation where, you know, it's done by random. It was a computerized pick. It's on a time basis. You know, anything could happen. If you're off by a second, you'll get a different number because it's going on all over the place.
Right.
But don't you think the 84-year-old woman should have given the lady who got out of line something other than a thank you letter?
I have a feeling she's going to end up giving her money. She's not going to have a choice because too many people, it doesn't make a bit of sense. If you let someone go ahead of you and they actually win that kind of money, of course it'd be natural to give to the person who let you go ahead. It only makes sense. So I think you're going to find out more about that story.
Have you ever been in Las Vegas?
Somebody, yes,
somebody's sitting at a slot machine.
Yes.
And they decide, you know, to get up.
Uh-huh.
And then someone sits down, puts in a dollar, and wins the jackpot.
Yes.
You know, I guess you should share with the person who got up, huh?
If that person's right next to you, I would think you might give them something, right?
I know.
Get the thing going. Made it warm, and then someone wins.
You got that right. How's Charlie?
Oh, he's doing great.
Okay, and I had fun with you in Denver with our Beyond Belief.
I got to tell you, that show's on fire. So I know people tune in from your show, Coast to Coast, but they should check it out because it's so different than what you do on radio. It's so like Johnny Carson.
It was fun. Live
it
audience.
Is, and you've got that great audience, too. So it's fun to watch that interaction.
Now, talking about interaction, mm-hmm. What's going on here? I mean,
wow.
Now they're getting reports that cell phones and, you know, phone messages have been listened to and tapped. And
mm-hmm.
And now, you know, they're tapping into servers and they're grabbing information. And now we've got Benghazi and the IRS and then mm-hmm. spying on reporters at the Associated Press. What the heck's happening here?
Well, I think what's interesting is that all of that was exposed last month, which is the month of five. And when we talk about that, because May is simply the month of five, right? Like June is six, July is seven. Five promotes that note, like just drama, like where it's in your face. And I always say, grab your bag of popcorn and watch what's happening. But my goodness, every time we turned around, there was a new scandal. And it was shocking. Like it seemed surreal. And if you go back to 9/11, 2001, when that happened, that whole date broke down to five, which was also surreal. Remember, people thought it looked like a movie on television.
Yeah.
They didn't believe it. So what I like, this is what I've noticed, because last year we were in a world number five, and you remember it was crazy, but it was also smoke and mirrors. Like if a scandal happened, it seems like we focus on one thing instead of what we needed to know. Example, Benghazi. When that happened, instead of looking at the ambassador who was murdered, we were looking at the affair that Petraeus had.
Right.
Do you see?
Yeah.
We weren't paying attention to what mattered. This year, we are. If you'll notice, things are in our face, and like the Congress right now is asking all the right questions.
It's like the sleight of hand isn't working anymore.
There you go. You just summed it up, and that was bound to happen. The other thing I noticed, when that election was so close between Obama and Romney, I had talked to you and I said, you know, it's interesting. Obama's going into a cycle of nine, which is clearing space for new beginnings. And I thought, if he wins the presidency, what space is he clearing? Well, it's going to be people in his administration. He doesn't have a choice, George.
Well, why does this seem to be coming down all at the same time?
Yes, it really is. Well, oh, here's one reason. Obama is in a personal year of nine right now. And what people need to understand is when I say that, you take your month and day and reduce it to one digit. So he's born August 4th. 8 plus 4 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. You add it to the world number. 2013 breaks down to the number 6. 3 plus 6 is 9. So we know that about him. When you want to know what personal month he's in, you take the actual month number, which was May, 5, and add it to his number, 9. So 9 plus 5 is 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. I know for a fact that is the most toxic number to his personal numerology, okay? Because he's a master number 11-2, and that energy does not work for him. So I knew he was going to have a hard time. I never dreamed it could be as dramatic as what we're experiencing, but I knew it was going to be a very hard month for him.
Now, what about us? Are we going to get out of this mess?
Well, you know what I like about this mess? The lights are on, George. Who's going to pretend this isn't happening? You know, what I think is sad about the country is we tend to have, you know, Republican and Democrats. And if you ask me, they're really the same person. We all want the same thing. We just have a different vision of how to get there.
How to get there, sure.
Right? And so what's happening now, I don't think anybody likes the idea of true invasion of privacy. And if you think about it, today what happened with the Verizon stuff, you heard from the Democrats and the Republicans expressing outrage.
Yeah, and the Verizon thing was the story I had, just grabbing all those phone messages and everything else, text messages,
Yes. You
name it. Why just Verizon? They had to have gone over to get everybody.
Well, I'll tell you, I saw a very funny parody tonight. It was the commercial guy going, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Because it's Verizon, and then you have Obama on the other end saying, yeah, I can. Yeah, I can.
This is so divisive, Glynis. I mean, we've got so much to work on. The economy still hasn't really gotten going yet.
No.
I mean, we have things we need to do. We're still in Afghanistan. We still have advisors in Iraq. You know, Israel still may or may not attack Iran. I mean, we got a lot of work here as a world. Why is all this going on here? What are these people? Are they stupid or what?
You know, I think what happens sometimes when you see, let's go back to Bush for a moment. For those who did not like him, they were so mad at him about so many things that now Obama is doing the exact same stuff, but they like Obama, you see?
He might be doing worse. I'm not sure.
No, he's actually, we're going to see the light of what's happening now. But what I'm getting at is from the people at home, instead of going wrong is wrong and right is right, they don't seem to understand that. And I think that's the lesson this year. Do you know what this year represents, by the way? It's the year of accountability. How many times have you heard someone say in these powers, like Eric Holder, when he's like, oh, well, I didn't know about that. Everyone in charge keeps saying they didn't know about it. How's that possible?
Well, that's true. I mean, when an IRS chief goes to the White House 150 plus times,
yes.
I mean, something's wrong there.
Right. But yet, and what did he say when they said, well, what were you doing there? Give us an example. He says, well, I went to the Easter egg hunt with my children. You see, he's making fun of it.
They had a lot of Easter egg hunts.
Right, but what I think this means to the American people, we're all waking up to say, I don't want this, and don't ever forget, next year, when Obamacare happens, the IRS is in charge of that.
I know.
Well, if we know now that they have spied on, like they went after people for their belief, like a conservative belief, we know that to be true. Well, what happens with health care? Do they decide? Do they pick and choose who gets it? That is why I'm glad it's happening now, George, because now we, the people, can say something and do something about it.
Well, we shall see if we get through this one, Glynis. In the meantime, let's talk a little bit about numerology for everyone who's listening to the program right now. Go through the months very quickly and give us a synopsis of what this means.
All right, and let's use you just as the example, because you're born 6-4, correct?
Your birthday was yesterday.
All right. But that's so funny. This month is flying.
Actually, the day before yesterday.
Happy birthday yesterday.
Hey, hold on for a second, Glynis. We're going to come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Glynis McCants with us. We'll take your calls with our next hour. Glynis, let's use me as an example. June 4th, birthday on Tuesday of this week.
Right.
What do we do?
What you do is you take your number, so people at home should just write down you as the example. So 6-4. 6 plus 4 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So we know you've got a 1 attitude, and then you add it to the world number. 2013 breaks down to 6 because 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 3 is 6. 1 plus 6 is 7. You're in a 7 personal year. Then you add it to the month. So like last month in the month of May, when you added it to the 5, 7 plus 5 is 12, 1 plus 2 is 3, you are actually in a cycle of communication. What was happening for you last month? Did you do events? I don't know what you did.
I did everything. Events, the TV shows, you know, everything.
Well, because that was a big month for communication. And then the advice for someone in a personal month, the 3, would be find ways to keep your sense of humor, to not take it so seriously. So it was
that's me. You know me. I laugh at everything.
True, you've definitely got that. But let's just say that cycle helped to do it. So I think when you dealt with the craziness of what was happening in the news, you had to find a way to go, okay, I got to lighten up on this one, you know, not take it too hard. We got to believe that we can fix it because that's a biggie for you. Now, this would be true for anybody. So I'm going to do these quick definitions of each month.
Okay.
So everybody.
And people who want information, numberslady.com.
Absolutely.
Right?
Numberslady.com. They can go there and I'll be able to get this to them as well if they shoot an email. But it is in Glynis Has Your Number, the book, as well as Love by the Numbers. I do always cover your personal month. If your birthday, you took your month and day, added it to the world number and the month, if you're in a personal month of 1, it really is a time for you to look at yourself and say, how do I improve what I'm in? Like, maybe you're not happy in a relationship. When you're in that cycle, it's okay to say, I'm done. Maybe it's time for me to move on. Whatever you can do to feel better in a personal month of 1, that's what you do. If it's a personal month of 2, you're going to feel a little more emotional. So be aware of that, because maybe you're in a relationship, George, and you're taking things too hard. Like, you're taking it all personally. You don't want to do that. But if you make a note, oh, I'm in a personal month of 2, you'll realize you're going to get through it, you see, that you only have a month of it. Personal month of 3, what I just said about you, it's about communication. It's about finding ways to laugh and be silly. Personal month of 4, it's time to pick up a book. If there's something you don't know, do the research. Anything you're feeling insecure, like, gosh, I wish I knew more about that subject, that's the month that, you know, says sign up for a class. Do something about it. Personal month of 5, that is that fast-moving thing. And that's what happened with the President Obama. In May, he was in a personal month of 5. It was completely out of control. I mean, how could he put out all those fires? He couldn't.
It's impossible.
It really was. So all he could do is try to stay above the fray, but it was right in his face, and that was his cycle. And we all felt it. Personal month of 6. That's a month where you take a look at family and friendships. And maybe you've been working too hard. You might be neglecting them. It's time for you to make an effort with the family. Get back to the basics. Personal month of 7. If you're someone who is normally social, it's a time. Take a time out. You know, pick up a book. Maybe it's a spiritual book. Fuel your soul in that cycle and get with nature if you can. Personal month of 8. Time to look at finances. You know, what's going on with your money? Are you spending too much of it, or are you being so afraid to spend it? Then it's time to spend some money. So you're looking at that, and also watch what you say. Personal month of 8 encourages us to speak too freely. You know, we could get in trouble with what comes out of our mouth. Personal month of 9. That is when you take a look at your home and go, what can I do to give it away? You know, if I can give it to Goodwill, what can I get out of here? The more you clear your space, the happier you are in that month.
I like that.
Yeah, it's just like little messages for you each month.
Is there a magic behind this?
Well, yeah, Pythagoras. You know, and it's interesting, George, because you always have new listeners. That's what I find with the emails I get. Pythagoras was the famous mathematician. They know him through geometry, the Pythagorean theorem. But he was also into harmonics. He was a big a big contributor when it came to music and sound. And this was 2,500 years ago. His belief was that all of us, when we're born, we come through with a tone. And that's why when you meet someone who's compatible, it's an instant connection, like, oh, I like you. But if you meet someone who's toxic to you in numerology, it doesn't feel good. They might drain you a little bit. When you walk away, you're like, gosh, I don't feel happy anymore. You need to know who's who. And that's what I teach in the books.
All right. So, with these numbers,
yes,
can you change the outcome of anything?
Well, yes, you sure can. I mean, this really goes back to knowledge is power. I'll give an example. Let's say you had a business meeting and you ran the numbers of the people you're meeting with, and let's say they're completely a challenge to you in numerology. If you understood their numerology blueprint, you could communicate in a new way so that they hear you and you could still get the job. You see? You could still make it work for you. That's what this is about. It's like, how do I have a happier life? How do I navigate my water instead of feeling like a victim? How many people end up feeling like victims, George?
Lots of them.
Right. Well, this is where I stop them. I'm like, we're not going to do that. We're going to find a way to be happy and be accountable for what's happening in our life. And numbers help you do that.
I like that. Let's talk a little bit about your other work, Love by the Numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this is the month, this is the season. A lot of people, you know, the birds and the bees, they like to get married. They, all these things. Is this the good time?
It really is. You know, what's nice just about the purity of the month itself, the month of six, just like the world number, I actually see this as very powerful, and perhaps that's why this whole Verizon thing blew up so big today. But when you're in a cycle of six, you're supposed to go back to the basics. If you're in a relationship and maybe you're ready for the commitment, it's a good month to say, let's go for it. You know, it's like, let's say I do. But it's also about family. It's about your home. Are you happy where you live? Is there something you can do to improve it? You know, a lot of us don't have the money to move, but we have the money to, like, paint one of the rooms, right? Or buy a new bedspread. That's what the month is. And yes, in love, many couples get married. This is actually an excellent month, by the way, because a lot of the numbers on the actual dates, George, are in alignment with each other. Like, there's not a lot of conflict in the month like there was in May. So I'm loving this for a lot of couples.
My favorite month is October. I don't know why, but a lot of great things happen to me in October. It's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beginning of the holiday season with, you know, Halloween, which is not an official holiday, but I mean, I just like that
feeling.
And
that weather. The weather.
And the weather's nice.
You know?
It's beautiful in L.A. It's nice in St. Louis. It's nice all over. What's October look like?
October also breaks down to one, which is getting on with it, George. You know, you are a seven in numerology, and actually have a one attitude. You're a restless spirit. You know, if things aren't moving quickly, it's like, this is frustrating. October says, let's go for it. Let's get on to the next step. That's why you also enjoy that energy.
And that month.
That month, yeah, month of one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I really look forward to it.
Yeah, because you know that it's a turning point, too. And it's a good time for completing projects. So I will tell you this. I have a free newsletter at numberslady.com, and if they sign up every month, I tell you what kind of month it is. So it kind of gears you up to get ready for it.
What do you think of horoscopes?
I think horoscopes can be great, but they can also be vague, as we know. I have met amazing people who do astrology that were very accurate. And I heard someone say something the other day that made sense to me. They said, truth, there's only one truth, and there are many vehicles to get there. So astrology can be very precise and accurate with the right teacher, correct?
Right.
And same with numerology, someone with tea leaf, someone who does tarot. If they're truly in tune to truth, you will get the same conclusion from them as you would from me. I just do it by the numbers.
How accurate is the toxicity of numbers with people in a relationship?
Shockingly accurate.
Really?
You know, every time I try to fight that, like I say to myself, oh yeah, that person's a challenge, but I'll make it work. Oh my goodness. It can really be draining. And then you have to remind yourself, it's not personal. See, that's what people do. They take it personally. When someone puts them down or is critical, chances are that person is a challenge in numerology. They don't see life the same way. So it's important to know who they are so that you can separate yourself and not take it so hard. But yes, you need to learn your toxic numbers.
Would you tell a couple that their numbers don't work? Would you tell them to split up?
Here's what I would tell you. When I counsel people, let's say someone calls here and wants to marry someone, and let's say they have four toxic numbers out of six. I am not going to encourage that. As a matter of fact, One gal, she wanted to get married. They had five toxic numbers out of six numbers, because six numbers make up your blueprint. Three from your name, three from your birthday. She went for it, even though I told her not to. 6 months later, it ended. He took her money, he took her car, and
oh,
I'm not exaggerating.
You know it.
Yes. Oh, yes, I did. And she called crying. She's like, I said, look, I don't say it to be hurtful. I'm just trying to help you see what it can or cannot be.
And when you said take numbers for your names,
yes.
if a woman, for example, calls herself Elizabeth,
yes.
and her friends call her Liz,
yes.
is there a difference?
Huge. Yes. And so here's what's beautiful about that. Sometimes you can change your name to improve your life. You know, you have famous people who've done that. I often say Marilyn Monroe was famous. Norma Jean wasn't. Right?
Right.
You can take a name and make it better. Because remember, you can never touch your birth date. Those numbers are sacred when you come through. There's one other thing you can never touch. It's your birth certificate name. When you take that full name, George, you get your destiny number. So that can't be altered, but you can always alter the name you go. And by the way, people getting married, it's not always a good idea to take on that person's last name. On the surname.
Why not?
Of the husband.
How come?
Because it can be toxic. Let's say you have this beautiful relationship and you're very compatible, and suddenly you take on his last name and you suddenly have three toxic numbers when you used to have three compatible from the name change, George. And then when men get divorced, you will often hear them say, when I married her, she completely changed. He's talking numbers. He doesn't know it.
Huh.
Yeah.
So maybe you keep the name the same.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm Glynis McGants, married to Charlie Youngblood. I did not take his last name. It would not have been good for us as a couple. That's a fact.
Not even legally? You don't have to take his name?
No, no, no. It's not good for us. It is a challenge. It gives us challenge numbers that we don't have today. And what do they say? If it's not broke, don't fix it. And that's why I encourage people to learn this. You know, learn those numbers. See if it's good or bad for you. Hey, sometimes it's great, by the way. I've had women come here where we'll run numbers, and they take on the number six, which is the mother number, like they're going to be a mom. Mm-hmm. And they certainly wound up having children. So it can be very powerful to see what the change is.
Why is it in a marriage the woman who does take the name takes the husband's name? Why can't the husband take her name?
Okay, now you're going to make me tell you a little story.
I want to hear it.
Juliana,
I've always thought about that.
Yeah, her husband, Dale, took on our last name. He's Dale McCants, and he did it because he was not close to his stepfather who adopted him. So he did take her last name. It is, people do it.
Can it be done legally?
Absolutely. He is legally Dale McCants. And more importantly, I've had couples come up with a new last name, something completely new for them as a couple.
And they go to court and change it?
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So you can always alter your name.
So a guy can take his newly married wife's last name.
And that's exactly what Dale did, because he didn't want to give her a name he was not proud of. That's how he saw it. And they've been together 15 years, so they have a really good marriage.
That is interesting.
Isn't it?
So if you would run numbers on 10 couples
and
nine of them were toxic, what are the odds of those nine collapsing in marriage after?
Well, let me try to be a little more specific, because that's scaring everyone listening.
I know. They're all
let me tell you.
They're all thumbing through your webpage right now.
Here's what it means. There are six numbers that make up your blueprint. If you have one or two challenge numbers with someone, you can agree to disagree. It's fine. If you have three challenges, you have to work on it.
What do you mean by challenge?
Well, a challenge means toxic. That's just my polite word for toxic.
Okay.
Okay? And then if you have four out of six, then I ask you, please take a look at that relationship. Is it worth it? Because four toxic numbers, although it can promote physical chemistry, because toxic, you know, gee, we don't get along, but physically we do.
Yeah.
That's not enough to go the distance, George. Those are those marriages that burn out. So if you have four or more, let's say you have five toxic or six out of six, I'm not going to green light that for you. But let's say you're married and you already have children. If you come to me and I counsel you, I'm going to give you tools on how to understand each other better so that you can coexist while you have your children.
You can be a therapist, you know.
Oh, right, completely. Numerology is healing. It is. Look, I'm from a family of 11, and I have insights to each family member that no one else does, and it's through numbers that I have them.
Do you generally, let's say somebody came to you, didn't even open up their mouth, but gave you the information you need, the birth date and all that. Would you generally know their personality without them saying a word?
If you could put a camera on my face when I look at someone's numbers, you'd laugh because my eyebrow raises, I make expressions, you know. I completely take in who they are just by those numbers. Yes, I do.
Is there a number that is so bad for anybody?
There isn't, but there are patterns. And I'm going to give you one right now. Jody Arias.
Oh, yes. The one convicted of first-degree murder.
Yes, she murdered Travis Alexander. And, you know, I've done a lot of, like, research on that story because
they'd
really broken up a year before she did that.
Yeah.
Which is, it makes it much worse. But I looked at their numerology, and I noticed something about her. She was born on a 9-day and then has the 7 energy. Now, the dark side of 7, you already know, you already believe in God. We've talked about you. You are a spiritual guy.
Right.
But the dark side of 7 is when they don't, and they think they are God. Jody decided Travis was not going to live any longer, right? That's a God complex. But she also had the number 9, and 9 is scarred from her family. So in other words, Jody is damaged from the original family. She embraced the negative side. When I did some research, just looking at some other famous cases, O.J. Simpson had the 7-9 in his birth, and Robert Blake had the 9-7 in his birth.
Hmm.
So they all had it. So I'm saying, again, maybe you're listening and you're thinking, but wait a second, I'm a 7 with a 9. You are embracing the positive side of the number. But when you go to the dark side, it can be extreme, and that is what I look at.
Will every number have a positive and negative side?
Absolutely. And you, and George, as you come to know people, you'll be able to see when they're falling into a negative. You'll notice the difference. But we all have it. You bet we do.
Can numerology select the person you're going to be with? Well, and we know you did.
Right, I did. And you know what? Many, I've had, now, by the way, 2,000 couples have gotten married through what I do, through the numbers and through my teaching. And I will tell you, of course you can. If you're running numbers next to your own chart, you can see if you're compatible or toxic with someone. And I just had this guy who was single till he was, I think he's now 58. He's getting married for the first time. He did it by numbers, and 6 natural match numbers out of 6.
That's huge. You can't get any better.
No, but what's darling is he spent 2 years finding that. Like, he did the dating site, and he went looking for those numbers, and he found her.
Now, what if she's the opposite of him? I mean, is that possible? Can they have this matching 6, but she's the dark side of whatever number he is?
Yes, I suppose that's possible, except one thing. When you're naturally matched to that degree, they are just cooing. I mean, if they were cats, they'd be purring. I have never seen. These two have been dating. I think it's been he spent 2 years looking for her, and they've been together 2.5 years now. I've never seen such respectful love. Like, they have such an appreciation of each other. So I would tell you this, they bring out the best in each other. And George, I find when numbers are toxic, you bring out the worst in each other. That's what can go wrong, unless you educate yourself and say, I know what's happening. I'm not going to do this. I see the trap. I'm not going to fall in.
When we take calls next hour, and let's say someone calls and they end up being a 6,
mm-hmm.
Everybody at home who's not calling,
yeah.
If there are 6, mm-hmm. Are they generally the same?
Well, no. What happens is, remember, there are 3 numbers in a name and 3 numbers in a birthday, so we all have different blueprints a little bit. However, if someone's a 6 life path and they hear me explain a 6, they're going to recognize some of that in themselves. Yes, they will.
I'm going to work you next hour.
Okay.
Get ready. What do you need from people when they call in?
I need their first name and their full date of birth.
Okay. First name, full date. And the first name being the name they use or the legal name?
The name they go by today would be good.
Okay, because if there's a William, but he's Bill, that changes it,
right,
doesn't it?
Let me tell you, you know, we have like those individual reads that are on the site. When you want to run a chart on yourself, you do take the first and last name you go by today. You know why? Because it's the vibration people experience when they meet you right now. You see? That's why. Like, you're George Norrie. Well,
I'm legally changing my name, though, next week to Mortimer.
Really?
Yeah. So what will that do to me in my career?
That's going to be interesting. I have no idea. Now, are you teasing me?
Of course I'm fooling you. I'm not going to change my name to Mortimer. I'm going to be back in a moment. We'll take calls with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady on Coast to Coast AM.